If you hear the words Spygate and football together, the New England Patriots might come to mind. Remember back in 2007, our hometown NFL team here in Boston was fined by the league for illegally recording the hand signals of coaches from an opposing team. Not good. Now there's another Spygate case, except in this case we're talking soccer, that kind of football, and not in New England, but in Old England. The world's resident soccer aficionado William Troop is here to fill us in.
Hey, Marco.
So give us the who, what, where.
Okay, so we're talking about Leeds United, an old powerhouse in English soccer that's currently enjoying a really good year in the second division, so they're kind of coming up again. And they're under the guidance of this very well-respected coach, Marcelo Bielsa from Argentina, former coach of the Argentine national team, big reputation. He's nicknamed El Loco because of his unorthodox training methods. Mm. El Loco means crazy.
Right.
And this week, he's been accused of using a very unorthodox method, which is to send a member of his staff to spy on a private training session of a team that Leeds was about to play. And this member of staff was caught using binoculars, standing on a highway that overlooked the training grounds of another team called Derby County.
Yes, so the Argentine coach is called out. How to react?
Well, that's the amazing part. He went totally public with his explanation. He gave a really long 70-minute press conference detailing exactly how he scouts the opponents, which many soccer journalists are now calling like a coaching masterclass. He explained with PowerPoint presentations all the information he gathers on every single player, every single team. And he admitted that he has sent people to spy on every opponent that Leeds United has played this year. There are 23 teams that Leeds United has played
Incredible.
This year. And in the midst of presenting this very detailed PowerPoint explanation of his methods, he had this to say.
I feel ashamed to have to tell you all this. I don't need to go to watch a training session of an opponent
para interpretarlo.
To know how the opponent plays.
¿Por qué voy?
Why do I go? Because it's not forbidden. I didn't know I would have such a reaction. And because even though this going and watching an opponent is not useful, it allows me to keep my anxiety low.
Yo no tengo malas intenciones.
I don't have bad intentions.
Eso indica que está bien lo que hice. No, no indica eso.
Does that say that what I have done is right? No, it doesn't say that.
Wow. In flagrante delicto. So he's saying this spying on other teams' practices was not illegal, but he's admitting that it's still wrong according to many people's notion of fair play. I mean, do I have that right?
And yeah, no, exactly. He says he called the coach of the latest team that he spied on, Derby County. His name is Frank Lampard, to apologize. And Lampard confirmed this and he was asked about it. And he said basically, yeah, I'm okay with the apology that I got. But the whole episode, he suggested, left a really bad taste in his mouth.
I don't know how much more I can say about this because, for me, it's not right. And, you know, I'm a big fan from afar of Bielsa. You know, I've got his book at home in my front room. But it's slightly clouded for me today, I've got to say. But if that's how he operates, or has operated, then that's how he does it.
Bottom line, I think a lot of people in the soccer world are going to be divided by this episode. Some are going to call Marcelo Bielsa a big cheat. Others are already saying that this Spygate business only enhances his reputation as a crazy genius. What's certain is that the English Football League has opened up an investigation and issued a statement that says in part that the alleged action appears to contravene the charter that all the teams in the league agreed to uphold just last year. So we're going to have to see what the outcome of that investigation is and whether this results in a disciplinary action or fine against Bielsa.
Finally, William, does the English Football League or does FIFA, does anybody have a rule against spying that is like stated overtly, you can't spy on other teams?
Not an explicit one that is the same across leagues. So every league handles this issue separately, and it's up to them to discipline it.
Yes, there was collusion, and I'm not sure how I feel about it. The world's William Troop, thanks very much.
You're welcome.